On any given night in many parts of Washington, the quiet of the evening can be broken by sounds of gunfire. Over the last several months, shootings in the city have risen sharply. Local television newscasts report on the rash of shootings almost daily.
Detectives in Washington's 6th Police District are investigating 3 shootings today alone. The man who was shot died tonight.
Despite having some of the toughest gun laws in the country, there were 338 gun crimes in the District of Columbia from March through the end of April.
Stop the violence!
Ronald Moulton is angry about what he calls the endless cycle of violence in Washington. Moulton and his group called Peaceaholics organized this march to denounce the street crimes and encourage young people to stay out of trouble.
They're not taught how to survive, and the only way they are taught to survive is what they learn on the streets. And if you don't have the skills, if you're not educated or motivated to do the right thing, then you tend to fall through the cracks.
Many of the shootings involve young African-American teenagers and those in their 20s and 30s, which reflects national crime statistics. The shootings are often drug and gang-related.
There's a time and a need for sometimes a public rallying cry, a public display of support for the work for a murder-free D.C.
38-year-old David Bowers is trying to raise community awareness about what some see as a crime wave. In 2000, he founded a group called No Murders DC. Bowers says he wants young people to become actively involved in the anti-violence movement.
One of the issues is how can we get young people who unfortunately tend to be disproportionately the perpetrators of violence and the victims of violence. Let's get their input. Let's get their ideas. Too often we look at them as the problem as opposed to potential players in the solution.
The police are responding by deploying 1,200 officers to patrol neighborhoods over several 3-day periods. The Metropolitan Police Department has also placed several thousand video surveillance cameras in neighborhoods. Officers hope to capture the faces of criminals. Bowers says he and members of an anti-crime task force want to go further.
This report is going to speak to issues ranging from, again, mental health, housing, job training, law enforcement.
Meanwhile, community activists say they fear the city's crime wave will continue during the hot summer months of June, July, and August, when there are typically more shootings and homicides. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.